What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, toxic traits, toxic people. You know, y'all know the drill. You've been here long enough. Today's episode is going to be entitled, Why Do Narcissists, Toxic People, Whatever, Get Weird on Their Birthdays? So y'all already know that narcissistic people will ruin, not all of them, but a lot of narcissists and toxic people will ruin your birthdays, will ruin their significant other's birthdays, will ruin their brothers and sisters' birthdays, will ruin their parents, their partner's birthdays, their friends' birthdays, and things like that. A lot of narcissistic people will do that. But what you don't hear about is from the narcissist perspective as to why, even on some of our own birthdays, we will ruin them. So let's get this out of the way first and foremost, that some narcissists will ruin your birthday and expect royal treatment on theirs. Let's just be realistic. A lot of toxic people will do horrible things. Forget your birthday, not give you a gift, blah, 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 boo, 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 beep, beep, beep. Y'all understand the dynamic. You get it. You understand it. So, but a lot of people don't talk about is how narcissistic people, like I said, but some narcissists will actually ruin their own birthdays, will retreat within themselves or ourselves during our own birthdays. And one, this is me speaking from my own personal perspective, is that first of all, mortality. Mortality sucks. Understand that you're not going to live forever. Like, I know I don't look it, but I am a sprout 37 years old. I am. You know what I mean? I'm 37 years old. 37.333 years old. Birthday, July 14th, 1985. For everybody who's wondering, just like, you're Cancer. I knew it. Me personally, I don't think zodiac signs have anything to do with toxic behaviors or traits like that, because I'm pretty sure every single person in this conversation, every single person listening to this video has a experience with a different zodiac sign and toxic ass people. So let's get that out of the way. So just for me on my own birthday, y'all, mortality, it's just like I'm getting older. Like my world is literally ending. I know I'm 37, but I see people that are 45, 50. I'm like, dang. You know what I mean? 55. So the date on the calendar is only increasing. So I'm facing mortality. So I get angry and despondent, or withdraw within myself, retreat within myself, because I'm getting older. I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm sooner or later gonna die, and just this, that, blah, 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 boo, 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 beep, beep, beep. Y'all understand? You get it. So it's just like we lash out, or at least I might lash out on my birthday if I'm not left alone. I know you who are dealing with a narcissistic person, you might want to make their birthday special. But y'all, you got to understand sometimes that you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Like, so choose the damned that you are most comfortable with, because if you're going to continue dealing with a narcissistic person, understand that sometimes you're going to get one that hates their birthday. But guess what? You love birthdays. You love doing big, extravagant things for other people's birthdays. So you decide to go all out, right? You decide to go out and do stuff, and they ignore you. They don't appreciate the gifts. They don't appreciate the cake. Whatever you do for them, they ignore you. They don't appreciate it. They make it seem like you caused an issue by celebrating their birthday. You caused an issue by doing anything for them. My personal perspective on this, if you get me something for my birthday and I didn't ask you for it, now I feel like I owe you something. Now I feel like I'm in a debt to you. So yeah, some narcissistic people will lash out at you on their birthdays, after their birthdays, if you give them a gift, because now they feel like they're indebted to. Now I feel like I owe you something. I didn't ask you for this. You did it out of kindness in your own heart. I get it. You want to give gifts. I didn't ask for this. So now I feel like I owe you something now because you gave me this. You see how that works right there? Now I'm angry because now I owe you. I don't like owing anybody anything. That's just how my mind works. And a lot of narcissistic people, you know what I mean, might agree on the same thing. So mortality, they feel like they might be indebted to you. And some people have birthday trauma. Let's just get that out of the way. You don't, just because you have trauma around your birthday doesn't make you a narcissist. I'm going to go ahead and eliminate those comments right now, because I already know that this comment is going to pop up in my video, in my comment section. Well, Lee, I have birthday trauma. Does it make me a narcissist? No, it don't make you. Yeah, everything I say on these videos does not implicitly make you a narcissist. So there's no, it's like, I'm not diagnosing you. This is not the trait I'm listening on. I'm just listening on some descriptive, to some descriptive, possibly toxic ass behaviors. Just because you fall into a toxic behavior category does not make you a full blown narcissist. You might have some toxic behaviors, yeah. But it doesn't make you a full blown narcissist. Are you willing to go work on your behaviors? Are you willing to acknowledge the wrongdoings and the wrong deeds that you're doing? Are you willing to take a step out from within yourself to do that type of stuff? You see what I'm saying? Because before my diagnosis, I typically wasn't willing to do that. You know what I mean? And my wife got to the point where she don't, like, me and her have an understanding right now that she doesn't have to do anything for my birthday. She'll wish me happy birthday and we keep it moving. I don't hold that against her. But sometimes back in the day, I probably used to hold it against her. I didn't want anything. I didn't want my birthday to be acknowledged. But if she didn't acknowledge it, I would get mad. Oh, you gonna say happy birthday to me? I thought you didn't like your birthday. Wow, you could at least said it. Damn. You see? Damned if you do, damned if you don't. I tell people, damned if you do, damned if you don't. That's how it goes a lot of times when you're dealing with this personality dynamic, y'all. You're going to be damned if you do, and sometimes you'll be damned if you don't. So pick the damned when you're dealing with a narcissistic person. If you can't leave them, you don't want to leave them, pick the damned that you can live with. Ignore their birthday like they ignore you. I'm matching energy. To hell with this. Sidebar. Let's go over here real quick. Everybody who likes to match energy, I'm going over. Let's go over here real quick. Everybody who doesn't like to match energy, stay over here. All my energy matches to the right. To the right of the camera, please. Or to your left. I don't know how, if it's mirrored or whatnot. But like, look, over here. I match energy. So if you don't do nothing for my birthday and you ruin my birthday, I'm ignoring your shit. I'm sorry. I ain't no way in hell I'm about to go out. I'm about to go above and beyond for you. No. No. Hell no. Sometimes y'all got to match energy. Of course, use discretion, because some of y'all have these violent, crazy-ass, narcissistic people that might attack you. But use discretion. I'm matching energy. I don't care what they say. Oh, you going to do nothing for my birthday? What? You hit me on mine. What the heck? What? You tell me. You tried to two-piece me. You tried to hit me with your car on my birthday. So I'm supposed to do something for you? Man, get the hell out of my face. I'm just telling y'all. Sidebar over. Everybody back to the middle of the screen right now. Let's end the sidebar. But that's how it goes sometimes, y'all. When you deal with some of these toxic ass people, match the energy. I match energy. Be careful though. Use discretion. I already see the comment section coming. Lee, that's dangerous for some people. Yeah, it's dangerous. That's why I just said be careful. You know who you're dealing with. You know, y'all know them better than I do. Be careful. Use that dynamic. I'm matching energy though. You know what I mean? So as I say, if you have a birthday, let's say 2022 is almost over, right? So let's go to 2023. If that narcissistic person's birthday, if y'all been together for a little while, their birthday is like in March and yours is in like July. Their birthday is in March. Their birthday comes first. If they treated you, if this past July, they treated you horribly on your birthday, do not go all out in March for their birthday thinking that they're going to make up and do something on your birthday. Because you're going to be mad. That just brings you more anger. I went all out for their birthday. They didn't do shit for mine. Duh. Y'all be having too many high hopes. Y'all hopes be too high for a lot of these toxic ass people and a lot of these toxic relationship dynamics. Y'all hopes just be way too high. I'm like, what the heck? Why'd you think that? Who told you that? What inkling did you have to just say, like, if I go out, I know the first 5 birthdays I spent with this person, they've done nothing for me. But you know what? Birthday number 6, I'm going to go all out for theirs. And hopefully, they go all out for mine. They ignore your birthday till 11:59 p.m. Oh yeah, happy birthday. That's all you get. 11:59 p.m. But it's, okay, back to the topic again. Narcissistic people, some of them do not like their birthday. Like I said, it's just like mortality. You know what I mean? I just weird. Some people have birthday trauma that they, you know, they relive around their birthdays. Like maybe when they were growing up, every single birthday, they got let down as a kid. So they just stop celebrating. Maybe they would retreat within themselves because, like, if I don't get my hopes up on my birthday, then I can't get hurt. If I don't celebrate my birthday, then I can't get hurt on my birthday. You know what I mean? If I don't celebrate it, you know, then my hope, you can't let me down. But I know, I already know, y'all. Oh, my goodness. Some of y'all are going to hear what I just said. Just like, oh, birthday trauma. Let me try to love them out of it and give them some gifts to get them out of their trauma. Let me try to heal their trauma. You can't, y'all. Unless you're a clinical psychologist, and typically clinical psychologists and therapists, I don't think they treat their significant others or their partners or their children. You can't heal that person, y'all. You can't. I know that sucks to hear it. I'm telling people that, they're like, nah, we want to heal him. I get it. I do. I trust me. I understand the dynamic of you wanting to heal your partner. You want that part. You love that person. You want to heal them. You want the best for them. I get that. I understand the dynamic. Trust me. I do. I feel for you. But you can't feel. You're a narcissist. You don't have a soul. How can you feel without a soul? But anyways, y'all. I'm telling y'all, a lot of narcissistic people will get weird around their birthdays. I'm just telling you, if you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't, just pick the damn that you can live with, that you feel most comfortable with, because they're going to get mad regardless. So it's just like, you can get them mad while you put a lot of energy into it, or you can get them mad when you put a little energy into it. Me personally, I'm putting a little energy into it, to hell with you. You know what I mean? But again, y'all, use discretion and don't be like me. Anyways, y'all, like and subscribe for more. If you're interested, y'all, I still do my one-on-ones. People say to want to know how to do the one-on-ones over Zoom. I still do those, y'all. The link is in the description, or you can go to mentalhealness.net. I've cut back on them a lot lately because there's just a lot to deal with when you're doing this stuff for an extended period of time. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. If you listen to this on Apple Music and Spotify, hit that 5 stars for me. Thank y'all so much for the positive ratings, the reviews and whatnot. And y'all, I'm writing a journal. The self-love journal is coming soon. I'm working on it right now. Y'all, it's going to be fire. It's going to be fire. Anyways, y'all, like and subscribe for more. And as always, Mental Illness is out. Peace.